delivered to the streets.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for this evening, they're going to be your views because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. And we already have a caller. It's Joan from Idaho, so let's see what Joan would like to talk about. Hi, Joan. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Now, you called in, so you must have known it was Open Lines. And what did you want to talk about?
Well, I was wondering if you know very much about the Patriot Act and how it has left targeted individuals. They're called TIs. And if you could talk about that, what kinds of things that they're experiencing, these targeted individuals, and what can be done to stop the people that are illegally shutting employment opportunities in their face and mob stalking. And if you could talk about it, if you know anything about that.
Well, I really don't. I mean, the Patriot Act was passed a long time ago, right after the 9/11 attack. Congress voted it down. And, of course, you can't bring a legislation back for another year if it's been voted down. But that doesn't matter. The people who run this country don't believe in the rules. They simply went out, spent, I think, about $2.5 billion bribing congressmen, and basically then they came back the following week, and with they changed the votes of about 21 congressmen, and they got the legislation through. Now, basically, it just sets up a system of surveillance on the American people, but I really can't give you much more information than that. So why were you motivated to call about the Patriot Act?
I've actually been experiencing some of this, and I just wanted to invite, if you had any callers that knew about it, to call in and talk about it, because some people like me could use some help.
Well, basically, so of course, the thing is that increasingly we're moving towards a surveillance society. Certainly, everybody gets a number, even a child. As soon as it's born, they'll get a number in the nursery. Basically, they have their cameras out. These cameras are not there to prevent crime. They're to watch people. And basically, of course, they can listen to everything that you say on your cell phone. They can listen to everything that you say if you use your laptop computer, and you're communicating with somebody else directly with that. Certainly, they have a system to monitor everything you buy with a card, a charge card. They have dossiers on every American, and certainly they're not just one, they're three or four. Certainly, the Office of Homeland Security, DARPA has one, the CIA has a file on you, FBI has a file on you. You may not know about it, but then they have the fusion centers where they actually correlate this, and you can look this up on the internet. Fusion centers, and that's where they correlate all of the dossiers on all of the American citizens. Of course, we basically have the drones watching us. We can be monitored by GPS. Project Echelon allows them to listen to every telephone call, to read every email, to read every fax, and they do that. It's not that they can. They do that. It's all done by computer and kept permanently there. They know everything about us, certainly, Joan, and I think we should be very concerned. We're moving towards a surveillance society, a stepping stone towards the dictatorship in America, and that's why they want to disarm the people. But look up Fusion Center, F-U-S-I-O-N Center. Look up Project Echelon. You'll find out what I'm saying is true. So is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Let me just put out our number. It's 1-800-544-8927.
I just know the Lord was going to take care of me.
1-800-544-8927. Hold on. 1-800-544-8927. Hold on, Joan. 1-800-544-8927. It's open lines. Give us a call. We're moving into perilous times. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
And here at Radio Liberty, and of course it's Open Line Wednesday, so whatever you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about. And give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I want to share with you my thoughts about the coming, or the very possible coming, of an electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States. Now, we've talked about this for the last couple of days. Of course, I have the advantage of having access to information that you would not ordinarily have. And basically, of course, that I also read the New York Times, I read the Wall Street Journal. And you must understand the Wall Street Journal, for the last couple of years, has been under the control of Rupert Murdoch. And basically, of course, most people think it is the spokesman for the conservatives. It's not at all. It's a spokesman for Rupert Murdoch and what he wants the American people to believe that isn't true. So there was an editorial just, I believe, yesterday about the situation as far as North Korea was concerned, and it was sort of poo-pooing what's going on over there. Really, there's nothing to worry about. This is simply a publicity stunt. They're trying to manipulate the America into giving them more concessions, and basically, there's nothing to worry about. About because, of course, they have not mobilized their army. And if they haven't mobilized their army, there's nothing to worry about. Well, you have to understand that North Korea has probably the second or third largest army in the world. We have a little over 1 million men under arms. They have a little over 1 million men under arms. We have a few, maybe 100,000 more men under arms than they have. But they have a reserve army of 8 million men. Now, they have not called up the reserves, all 8 million of them, but they have an army that size. How could a little country have an army that size? Well, of course, what you have to understand, they're simply a surrogate for both Russia and China. And basically, they're the ones, of course, who are providing with their sophisticated aircraft. And I'm sure that they've helped them to build their nuclear weapons. Of course, we're not going to be telling the American people that North Korea is simply a surrogate for both Russia and China. And there's never been any sort of a break between Russia and China. That's all simply for the American people. But basically, North Korea now is threatening to attack the United States. And of course, this is in retaliation for the fact that North Korea did some nuclear tests. And as a result of the nuclear tests, while we put sanctions on North Korea as far as their economy was concerned, selling their products. And of course, in retaliation for that, of course, North Korea is suddenly increasing their work and develop nuclear weapons. But what most people don't understand is that they have very, very sophisticated satellites. They have a very sophisticated missile launching system. And basically, they have missiles that would actually be able to strike the United States. And they have nuclear weapons. We've seen their nuclear weapons go off. And I'm sure they have much more sophisticated nuclear weapons than that. Now, of course, this is not mentioned at all in the White Wall Street Journal editorial. It's simply poo-pooing the idea, saying that North Korea is trying to blackmail the United States into making more concessions to them. And we're not going to do that. No, sirree, we're not going to give in at all to North Korea. But, of course, the Wall Street Journal is never going to tell you that North Korea is simply a surrogate of Russia and China. Well, then you can go, of course, to the New York Times, and they have an article yesterday. And basically what they say is certainly North Korea has not mobilized its military, and they play down any threat there is possible from North Korea. But, of course, what they do mention that they have not mobilized their military, but that they have put their rocket force on alert. Now, what does that mean? Well, that's their missiles. That's how they're actually able to fire missiles, and they have probably over 100 nuclear weapons, and they do have long range, and they have intermediate range, and they have short range missiles, but they have a whole array of missiles. What nobody wants to talk about is that certainly last December they launched a satellite. They put a satellite up to orbit the Earth about 200 miles in the air. What's on that satellite? Nobody knows what's on the satellite. But I will tell you what's going on in Washington, D.C., because, of course, we've had an opportunity to talk to Michael Maloof. Now, Michael Maloof certainly was 30 years with the Defense Department. He certainly was a senior advisor and researcher. At the time he retired a couple of years ago, he was reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense, and he still has a lot of friends there. I had an opportunity to talk to Michael yesterday, and he told me that the people in Washington, D.C. are frightened to death. They really think there is a very real chance of an electromagnetic pulse attack on America. But, of course, this information is not getting out through regular channels. However, you can read the article. It's on WorldNet Daily by Michael Maloof. Simply go to your Google and type in Michael Maloof, M-A-L-O-O-F, WorldNet Daily. And this is what he wrote. And I'm quoting now. I just got this in this morning. U.S. officials quietly are expressing concern that North Korea could use its space launch vehicle to explode a high-altitude nuclear device over the United States, creating an electromagnetic pulse that would destroy major portions of the U.S. electronic grid system, as well as the nation's critical infrastructure. This concern is so great that U.S. officials who watch North Korea are closely and continuing to monitor the status of North Korea's space launch vehicles, whose status would suggest a preemptive nuclear strike against the United States. They are aware of the three-stage missile that North Korea launched last December that also orbited a package, which experts say could be a test for orbiting a nuclear weapon that then would be certainly deorbited at a command anywhere over the United States and explode at a high altitude, creating an EMP effect. This concern is in addition to North Korea's latest threat to strike targets in Hawaii and continue, and the continental U.S. as possible attacks against U.S. bases in South Korea and Japan. The 28-year-old North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has signed an order for North Korea's strategic rocket forces to be on standby to fire at U.S. targets. Now, why don't we read about this in the New York Times? Why don't we read about it in the Wall Street Journal? And basically, this information is being suppressed, ladies and gentlemen. The information is being suppressed. Why is the establishment suppressing this information? It's readily available. They could get it off of WorldNet Daily. They have the same contacts in Washington, D.C. that Michael Maloof does. Now, incidentally, Michael is going to be our guest on Friday on our 3 o'clock program. You'll certainly want to hear that. And if you're not able to, it'll be archived certainly by the following day, by Saturday. That's Michael Maloof, 3 o'clock on Friday. But you need to understand there is a very real possibility of an EMP attack on America. And if you don't know what that entails, you need to get the talk that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave at our conference last October, where he actually talked about the danger of this, how many people in Washington, D.C. are worried about this, and how he himself, and he didn't mention this in his talk, but Henry's a long-time friend. I've known him for many years. And basically, he has a place in South Carolina where he's going to take his family if anything of this sort should happen, if he can get out of the Washington, D.C. area. He spends a good deal of time down there, as do his sons. He has a couple of sons. And they're preparing themselves for a situation where suddenly America would lose its electricity and the whole society would break down. And, of course, what he told us at the talk he gave, and, of course, what you'll hear from Michael Maloof, what you will read in Michael Maloof's book, which we carry, A Nation Forsaken, what you will hear several of our speakers. We have a 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get it. You need to duplicate it. You need to send it out as far and wide as you can. But of course, and we even have a report from the Heritage Foundation that reiterates the same thing. Basically, the Heritage Foundation report was written by two PhDs. And if you get anything at all from us, why, first of all, you can actually, we'll send you a free copy of the Heritage Commission report. You can actually get that up on the Internet. But we think it's very important because it's a 12-page report. And in that, the two PhDs say exactly what Ambassador Cooper told me, what Michael Maloof has told me, what the experts who have studied this and have analyzed the danger of an EMP attack. And that is, if we had a major EMP attack on America within 6 months to a year, up to 90% of the American population would be dead. Within 6 months to a year, up to as many as 90% of the American population would be dead. And if that's really true, why doesn't the New York Times tell us that? Why doesn't Rupert Murdoch's the Wall Street Journal tell us that? And this, for some reason, they're concealing this information, and they're telling us there's nothing to worry about. North Korea is simply bluffing. Well, I don't think that they're bluffing because they're a surrogate for China, and they're a surrogate for Russia, and they don't have to worry because, of course, we would never dare to destroy Korea if we did. Why would we bring the wrath of both the Russians and the Chinese down on us? Our leaders, of course, would not retaliate if there was a major attack on America, I do not believe. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And would like to know what you think about this, but I will tell you that I think this is one of the most dangerous and frightening things that has happened in many, many years. You're not. And the fact that they are, the people who control the media, and because that's the Brotherhood of Darkness, is concealing this information, I think is something everybody should be concerned about. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think. Is this simply something that we should forget about? If something's going to happen, how soon will it happen? I don't know. And nothing may happen. I will be quite honest. I have no inside information. Only what I'm told from people like Michael Maloof, who has all sorts of friends in the Defense Department, and as he says, they are quietly concerned. Well, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, the lines are filling up. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, talking about this or whatever you want to talk about, but I think this is something everybody should be greatly concerned about, and the fact that it is not being mentioned by the controlled media is frightening.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for health, truly do unto self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho, and basically he was talking about a meeting that was supposed to be held up there by the state legislature, and the legislators didn't show up. They had been announced ahead of time they'd be at the local library, and they just didn't bother to show up. Other people were there, not very many of them, but some people were there. And Dee's just saying, people have to get involved. And if you're living in Idaho, is there any sort of an organization up there, Dee, where people can rally together to begin to try to replace your legislature and bring in people who support American concepts and ideals and idealism?
Well, hypothetically, theoretically, there are. Actually, we have an abundance of third-party, but they're all questionable.
Okay, fine.
Which have been corrupted. There's one called Kootenai Reagan Republican.
All right, fine. Well, Dee, you're going to have to do the work on that. You're going to have to check them all out, and then when you've got one you think is worthwhile, you get back and give us a call. And hopefully, we have a lot of listeners there in Idaho, and hopefully they'll want to get involved with you. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling, Dee.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Let's go to Linda, who's calling us from Washington State. Hi, Linda. What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to know if a non-charter code city is a euphemism for Agenda 21.
I really can't tell you, but basically, it sort of sounds like it, but I'm not an expert on that. The person who could tell you, of course, would be Michael Shaw at freedomadvocates.org. He's the expert on everything having to do with Agenda 21. He's dedicated his life to, he's fairly well-to-do. He's putting his own money into this effort to try to get people to understand this is a massive subversive movement controlled from outside the United States, intent upon transforming our lives, and that they're well along the way to doing that. But basically, freedomadvocates.org, you can go there and suddenly you get the email
Freedom
from Michael.
Freedom Advocates.
Beg pardon?
Freedom Advocates.
Freedomadvocates.org. Freedomadvocates.org. It's the finest website on Agenda 21 now. And he has a number of talks. In fact, he's given several for us. One of them is his last talk, Freedom Advocates, Agenda 21, The Wretching Transformation of America. We have that, but as far as specifically answering your question, I can't, but I'm sure he can. Anything else, Linda?
I'll try that and see if I get more information.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888.
Thank you.
Bye-bye and God bless.
Bye.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. It's open line Wednesday, so give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Well, John, do you have a question or comment? John from Spokane.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I just had a comment, really. I've been thinking about something recently, how oftentimes when a situation happens, sometimes there's a debate afterward as to whether there was a conspiracy or not. And sometimes investigations end up being kind of inconsequential. They can't seem to prove it one way or another. And so I was thinking about it, and it occurred to me that there is also such a thing as an unconscious conspiracy. And I wanted to read a couple of verses from the Bible, if I could. Revelation 17, 12 to 13, in verse 17, says, "And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings," this King James, "which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." And then verse 17, "For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled." And what it seems to me is, as you've mentioned many times, Dr. Stan, there are powerful spiritual forces out there. And people on opposite sides of the globe that don't even have direct contact with one another, if they give themselves over to the spirit of evil, they will begin to develop a like mind, and they will find, should they ever meet, that they are fellow travelers, if you will, or they seem to have the same philosophy. And so even at times when there may be no apparent overt conspiracy, many times the spiritual forces can make brothers of people who formerly didn't even know each other.
Well, I think that many of the people involved with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, many of them certainly are simply idealists. They think that they can bring about a utopian world. They do not understand the demonic forces for which they're working. There are other people who are part of this who know exactly what they're doing. That's why the logo of the Trilateral Commission, the center of it is certainly an ancient mystical occult emblem, an upside-down broken cross. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. Love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have John calling from Spokane. And certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. John, do you have a parting thought for us?
Yes. Regarding the electromagnetic pulse type weapons, I believe it's true that this type of weapon could be delivered on an intercontinental ballistic missile. However, that gives plenty of time for the more sophisticated nations who have shields, electronic shields of some sort, they can knock them down and disable them before they hit their target. However, an electromagnetic pulse weapon can also be launched with low trajectories from, say, the decks of ships offshore, which would give practically no time to counteract them. And so they could do their damage before even an industrialized nation could respond. respond effectively.
You're absolutely right, John. Or they could be in a satellite about 200 miles up, and they could certainly detonate whatever the package is on that satellite over America. And the North Koreans have a satellite circulating over the top of America today, and nobody's telling the American people that. I'd suggest you get that article out of WorldNet Daily by Michael Maloof. Just appeared today. WorldNet Daily, WND, and type in Michael Maloof and the EMP attack. God bless you, John. I share your concern.
Okay, good night.
Oh, good night. And let's go to Bruce, who's calling from, Washington. Bruce calling from Durand, Washington. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But let me tell you, of course, the real concern is, first of all, our leaders have steadfastly refused to build an adequate anti-missile system to protect America. We do have a few anti-missile systems here on the west coast of California, but there's already a satellite up there, and basically the missiles will not bring down a satellite up 200 miles in the atmosphere. But more than that, of course, why the North Koreans would go over the pole, and we have nothing to stop an incoming missile coming from over the pole. They do have intercontinental missiles that could get over the top of the United States and Canada, detonate it, and that would be the end of civilization as we know it today. Okay, let's go ahead. Bruce, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'm from Michigan, but the
question somebody had written in Washington. I apologize, and I was thinking, of course, that's Bruce from Michigan, but
maybe they're reading my mind. I had a question about Washington.
Okay, fine. Well, that's probably they just changed it on the board here. Go right ahead, Bruce.
Japan had the big tidal wave, they were talking about some place in Washington that was susceptible to a big tidal wave. Have you ever read about that?
Well, it seems to me that when they had the big tidal wave there in Fukushima, why, of course, the tidal wave did come over in the coast of Washington. But I can't tell you why Washington would
someplace
be more susceptible, but as I remember, there actually were reflections of that the tidal wave in Washington. They had reflections of it right here in Santa Cruz, and the waves came right in. They washed into our harbor, and they did millions of dollars worth of damage here in little Santa Cruz where I live.
No, but it was they were talking about a similar geography and a similar fault line somewhere off of Washington's coast.
There may very well be. Maybe somebody out there in the listening audience would know about it. I do not want to comment on it because I don't know.
I was wondering, has anyone ever looked into the possibility that either intentionally or by stupidity, a nuclear weapon could set off that fault line and cause a big tidal wave?
It certainly could. In fact, if you go up on the internet and check it out, you'll find that many people believe that massive tidal wave that they had over there in Indonesia a couple of years ago that killed a couple of 100,000 people was done intentionally. I do not know. We don't have any evidence of it. But there certainly is a suspicion, and there's people who believe Fukushima happened intentionally. We have no way of knowing because, of course, everything the government does in secret, they have to keep it secret to protect the American people. Anything else, Bruce?
Well, I just hope nothing like that happens. Have they hope and pray. Have your experts on EMP are kind of they were vague on if all electrical lines would be affected or not. I have a little system at home here. I use a marine battery, a deep cycle marine battery, and 12 volt large light. Like, you know, like a light bulb you could screw into a socket in the 120 volt, but it runs on 12 volts, like you put on your cabin cruiser or on your motorhome. Would the EMP affect motorhomes? Because I could see a lot of people going and living in their motorhome if this kind of thing happened.
Well, I would hope that the motorhomes would be intact. I would hope that our cars would work. We don't know really what's going to happen.
I listened to one guy one night who said that he was worried even his fillings in his teeth might shock him if we had an EMP in his thing?
Well, there are a lot of things out there, I think, that are put out simply to frighten people. We don't know, and they don't know. I think there would be a disaster, and I think that the grid would go down. What cars would work, what cars wouldn't work. Certainly, would motorhomes work or not? You could certainly live in your motorhome.
Yeah,
it might not run. We're just going to have to wait and see, and I hope we never find out.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Thanks very much. And let's go to Dave is calling from Central New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open line, so we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I will tell you, I am deeply concerned about the danger of an EMP attack, in large part because the media, which controls our reality, is lying to us about this, and they're not mentioning what people in Washington, D.C. are talking about, but you're never going to get through the controlled media. Hi, Dave, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, three different things, Dr. Stan. The seriousness of this EMP is really something. Just on the light side, there's not such a thing to that. But all the listeners to Radio Liberty won't be able to hear you if we have an EMP. That'll be a loss.
Oh, well, I would hope so anyway. But I'll tell you what, maybe we'd be able to get it on the Internet, but maybe there won't be any Internet. Maybe all this will be gone. Maybe our computers will go down. That is one of the very real concerns. If your computer is on when the electric impulse comes, well, it'll probably burn it out. What will happen if it's not on? Well, some people say that the computers are going to be burned out as well. We're going to have to wait and see, and let's hope we never find out. But go ahead.
Yeah, one thing about Korea, it seems like this guy is quite serious, and I'm sure our government's taking it serious. I listen to three programs. Very important to me is your program, Joyce Riley's Power Hour, and Rick Wild from Florida on TrueNews.com. I listen on shortwave, but it's TRUNews.com. And I think that's a marvelous program also. And he stressed the seriousness of it. And
Rick is a very nice fellow. We've talked to him in the past. And he does good work and gets that good information. Of course, Joyce does a great job as well. Alex, certainly Butch Paw. There are a lot of people, John Leffler, a lot of people are getting out great information. We just need to get more people listening, because when they start listening to alternative radio, suddenly they have a whole different perspective of what's going on in the world. And this could well save their lives. I mean, we're talking about nothing, not something imaginary. There are very real threats out there, not only the EMP attack, but certainly we're being attacked. Certainly, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning our vaccines, they're poisoning our food. People have to understand that and start beginning to protect themselves and their families. Go right ahead, Dave.
The third thing is from the book of Revelation, chapter 13, and that no man might buy or sell save he has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And the other verse here is wisdom, let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for is the number of a man. His number is 666. So that's the 666 that we hear about. And it crossed my mind tonight, I read an article with President Barack Obama's name, Hussein Obama, and I counted letters in his full name, and 666 equals 18, and there's 18 letters in his name. So,
well, that's stretching a little bit, but who knows? Basically, we can all find these strange coincidences. What do they mean? We don't know. But only God knows, because I believe God is guiding everything that's going on today. And the older I become, the more convinced I am that God does rule in the affairs of men. But I don't know that we can put too much credence in that 18 number for Obama. But
yeah.
Anyway, anything else you'd like to say?
I don't believe that I think he has the Antichrist spirit. But I'm wondering, what is he going to do after his next 3.5 years? I don't think he's going to retire. I wonder if it could develop into the Antichrist later in some world position.
Well, we're just gonna have to wait and see, Dave. We have no way of knowing.
Right.
Okay.
That's it for tonight. Thanks.
God bless, and thank you so much. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Jean. Is that Jean or Jeannie calling from Tri-Cities?
It's Janae.
Janae, okay. Janae, yes. Calling from Tri-Cities in Washington. Go right ahead.
There's just two things. I won't keep you, but just listening to some of the people, you know, the way there's a lot of fear, you know, about the end times and stuff. And I've just found more peace going back to the cross, knowing what Jesus did and how he said it is finished. The battle is not ours, it's his. And that his grace and mercy protects us. And I just don't have any more worry. I mean, I'm still alert of what's going around, but just holding on to the Lord and having a personal relationship with him brings a lot of peace to my heart. And I just hope that a lot of people return to the cross and not to other wild, crazy things that I've seen on the internet that churches are doing right now. Secondly, Dr. Stan, I know you're a doctor and I know you're against vaccines, but my son, he's 14 years old and he suffers greatly from allergies. Now this pharmacist said something about having him go in for allergy shots, and you told me no more shots. So what would you recommend? Because I've tried everything for this kid, and he's just miserable.
Now, basically, did he have a lot of vaccinations when he was young?
Oh, yeah, he was all up to date.
Well, that's maybe part of your problem. I certainly basically have to understand that the whole idea of the vaccine is to alter the immune response. And basically, when you alter the immune response, you alter the allergic response. And if you look at kids who've had their vaccinations, they have high levels of allergies. 1 in 8 children will have asthma. If they're vaccinated, 1 in 11 or 12 will have all sorts of either food allergies or skin allergies or intestinal allergies. And they have all sorts of problems because the vaccines alter the immune, the way the body responds certainly to challenges. And basically, because what you can do at this time, I would think that you might want to give very serious consideration to changing his diet, to get him on supplements, but to get him completely off of regular processed foods, which are a constant insult to our immune system. And I don't know if you heard our program last night with Steve Day, but Steve Day has a home in Kentucky where basically they get people in, they teach them how to eat, certainly how to live, and certainly you don't have to go all the way there. You can go to Lorraine Day's website and just type in Lorraine Day and see what she's done. And I will tell you that many of the people who've altered their diet completely have actually done very well as far as their allergies are concerned.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you. I'll do that.
Okay, God bless, and thank you for
God
calling.
God bless you.
And again,
yes.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have any question or comment. But we've started out the program by reading from a report put out WorldNet Daily today on the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack on America. So let me continue with this article. This is by Michael Maloof. WND.com, you can find it there. The latest North Korean threats occurred after the United States sent 2 B-2 stealth bombers to strike targets and drop inert bombs during the joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises, which Kim considered a major provocation. And in quotation marks, he finally signed the plan on technical preparation of strategic rockets, ordering them to be on standby to fire so that they may strike at any time the U.S. mainland, its military bases, and the operational theater in the Pacific, including Hawaii and Guam, and those in South Korea, according to a statement by the North Korean news agency KCNA. The statement added that the B-2 flights showed that Washington's hostile intent and the reckless act had gone beyond the phase of threat and blackmail. In response, U.S. Secretary of State Defense, I should say, Chuck Hagel, condemned North Korea's actions, which to date have included dissolving the 1953 armistice between the North and South Korea, severing the military hotline with South Korea, and putting North Korea's military forces on high alert and threatening once again a nuclear strike against the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, I would simply point out that a nuclear strike against the United States would be a totally futile thing. Basically, he could wipe out a couple of our cities, but of course the United States would retaliate and simply eliminate all of North Korea. Now, of course, we might be afraid to do that because of the threat of retaliation by China and Russia. But if they were to launch an EMP attack on America, it would be entirely different. Why? Because certainly an EMP attack would wipe out our lines of communication within the United States, not only between the civilian population, but the military population in the United States, the military facilities in the United States. And rather than, Chris, put in certainly an alternative or parallel system of communication for the military, they're using the regular lines of communication. What in heaven's name, why in heaven's name would they do that? The logical thing would be to do everything we could to defend America. And they're not doing that. And it doesn't make sense from a logical point of view. We do not have certainly an adequate anti-missile defense here to protect ourselves from a deluge. I've got probably 6 interceptors. In fact, in response to the current threat from North Korea, why they ordered another 6 interceptors to be stationed on the West Coast, and they'll be in a position by 2017. Now, we're facing the imminent threat of an attack, and these new missiles are going to be in place by 2017. What's wrong with this scenario? And I would like to suggest that there is an agenda. I do not know what it is, but I do know that God does bring his judgment upon nations that turn against him, and America is turned against God. And I do believe that one day, sooner or later, and whether it's now or in a year or 2 years or 5 years or 20 years from now, but sooner or later, God is going to bring his judgment on America. And you have to help us to get that information out. You have to help us to reach people across America and get them to understand if we don't return to God, there is no hope for this country.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 844-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind my listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or subscribe to our newsletter, or donate to us, or certainly advertise with us, or get the various products we have. But all of these things will help us to maintain our network of stations across America. We're reaching people from one shore to the other. In fact, we're reaching people all throughout the world. And we, in fact, recently talked to some fellow who lived in Japan, an American over there, retired military, and he told me that the office he works in listens to our programs regularly during the daytime. So basically, of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Now, how do we understand what's going on today? Well, we have a four-tape set on the threat of an EMP attack. Actually, it's a four-CD set. We have a DVD. It's Ambassador Henry Cooper, who talked at our conference last year. He's the former representative, American representative, to the disarmament negotiations with the Soviet Union, and he was there for well over 10 years. During the Bush administration, during the Reagan administration, and Ambassador Cooper's talk on the threat of an EMP attack is a DVD, but it's very well done and will give you tremendous insight into what's going on. And then, of course, we carry the book by Michael Maloof, who wrote the article that appeared in WorldNet Daily just yesterday. And Michael, after 30 years in the Defense Department, now is retired and is trying to get the information out. He's doing, of course, talks all across America, trying to sound the warning because, of course, you're being lied to by the Wall Street Journal. You're being lied to by the New York Times, but they're simply not telling you the truth. And the question is, why? Well, basically, Michael Maloof's book is entitled A Nation Forsaken, A Nation Forsaken. And lastly, we, of course, have the 2004 Congressional Commission report. It's almost 100 pages of the Congressional Commission, which commissioned by Congress to study the threat of an EMP attack. And they tell you that this is a very real threat. In fact, and we also, of course, have the Heritage Commission report. That's a 12-page report. We give that out. If you get into the other items, you ask for the Heritage Commission report. We'll send it to you. But basically, they all agree that if we were to have an attack of this sort, why certainly within 6 months to a year, as many as 90% of the American population would be dead. Within 6 to 12 months, as many as 90% of the American population would be dead. And they all said that. The Heritage Commission report, Ambassador Cooper. You'll hear this repeatedly in our 4-CD set on the danger of an EMP attack. So if this is true, why is the New York Times, why is the Wall Street Journal, why are all these publications playing down the threat of an EMP attack? In fact, they don't even mention that possibility. And yet the Defense Department, the people in key positions in the Defense Department, are very concerned. In fact, they've been pleading for a decade to do something. We could have done it a decade ago. We did not do it. We have no attack, no defense at all against an EMP attack today. And certainly if they would knock out the grid, why certainly we would shut down electricity literally almost all across America and communications across America, and the very structure of society would be destroyed, the society that we know today. And there would be chaos in our cities, or there'd be martial law imposed, and freedom as we know it would simply become very soon a remembrance of things past. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 844-8927. You need to get our items. You have my permission to copy anything that we have produced, our 4-CD set, our DVDs, the Congressional Commission Report. And certainly the book is well worthwhile getting and reading. That's A Nation Forsaken. But we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle for the survival of Christian civilization.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who, of course, has been involved in this battle going back 30 years since he got trapped into this situation during the Reagan administration, where he was running a very, very successful toy business, and some fellow came to him and told him they were going to make a lot of money, and all he had to do was let him suddenly have half the business, and he would put in a tremendous amount of money, and they would start getting these toys being purchased all over the world and have all these wonderful toys. And Bob foolishly went into business with this man. It turned out, of course, he was a CIA agent or CIA asset. And suddenly his toy business, Bob Fletcher's toy business, was being used as a conduit for shipping weapons to the Contras. But certainly we're not going to be talking about that tonight. That's right for another time. But Bob is a fascinating individual. He's been on the front lines of the battle ever since then, trying to awaken the American people to what's really going on. Bob Fletcher, thank you very much for being with us tonight. Bob, are you there?
All right. Can you hear me all right?
I certainly can. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, you know what? Of course, as you said, I've been involved with chasing bad guys and keeping track of, as a matter of fact, I was involved with, before my toy company, I was involved with the international diplomacy at a high level, because I had a business partner who was the actually a librarian, the consulate general for 15 years out of Washington, D.C., and so I was involved to extent with that. As a matter of fact, with that gentleman, his name was Abraham Mosley, I was involved with him to the extent that I actually used to have be able to utilize the embassy in Washington as a telephone answering service for myself and my business, and could even hold meetings with international business persons there at the embassy when it required that. So then I was, of course, in and out of Washington an awful lot, and involved with the Senate investigations and congressional inquiries. So I've been keeping track of this Korean mess just by nature, I guess the nature of my background and all the investigations I've done for so many years. And I know you've been talking about it this evening, and prior to myself being on, and we really have a problem with this character, and it's I'm kind of concerned. I don't know how far this screwball was going to go over there, but he's like third generation dictators with unbelievable amount of just putting it in simple terms, I guess, brainwashing by both his grandfather and his father, and to a point to where he is really scary. There's a lot of possible directions this saber rattling could go, much far beyond just rhetoric.
Well, I'm really very interested in your thoughts on this, because my thoughts on this fellow who's in charge of North Korea is he's surrogate of both Russia and China. Oh, they say, oh, no, no, he's all independent, ladies and gentlemen. Where do you think he gets his sophisticated MiG fighter planes? Do you think he just simply builds that in the rice paddies of North Korea? Where does he get his... certainly, how is he able to build intercontinental ballistic missiles? You think he just does that maybe in the basement of the palace where he lives? Ladies and gentlemen, this man's a surrogate of very powerful forces. Nothing is, as it appears to be, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is king. Bob, you go right ahead.
Well, you may be right, and certainly to... to some extent, one extent or another, in terms of how much of a how much he's involved, whether he's totally a puppet or partially whatever of like say China predominantly and or Russia, but then of course we he's been put into a position, and his father before him put into a position, or he had put himself into that position where. He certainly wasn't dealing with us, so he couldn't get aircraft, couldn't get munitions and things of that sort at any time from us for the last 20 years or so, and maybe longer. But these people, and when I say these people, his grandfather, his father, and himself, they were really off track. I mean, these people have foregone any potential progress in the world, let's say the world market. There is most of his people are starving to death over there. They don't even make enough to feed their own people at all. What few dollars they have, they do turn into weapons. They're completely obsessed. To the point of where their people. Look at this kid, this youngster over there, like he is, what's his name, Kim Young-Chu, I guess. He's looked at like his father was, like a god on earth. I mean, they totally worship even his military people. You know, they bow down, they kiss his feet. If they're below the level of a general, they're not even permitted to look at him straight in the face and all this kind of stuff. I mean, this guy, and of course, he's just a kid, but he's been living in this twisted, warped situation over there where they, won't everybody remember, we had the Korean War in the 50s, approximately 53, around that period of time. And he's never signed off, his family have never signed off on a peace agreement or a treaty showing the end of that war. As far as all of his people are concerned, we have never stopped being at war with Korea, or vice versa. The North Koreans have never stopped being at war with the United States and, of course, South Korea. That's where the war took place, the Korean War that took so many of our...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bob is simply saying that we have this very, very young, immature young man whose father was a dictator, whose grandfather was a dictator. And what most Americans don't understand is that we're still at war with North Korea. There was an armistice, but there was never a peace treaty, and basically there's been operating under an armistice going back to 1953. And of course, Kim Il-sung, or whatever his name is, has recently renounced the peace treaty, and now Mao has says that a state of war exists between himself and South Korea, himself and the United States, and he's talking about launching nuclear attacks on the United States, and he has the capacity to. He has certainly short-range intermediate missiles, he has intermediate-range missiles, and he has long-range intermediate missiles. He was actually able in December of last year to put a satellite into space 200 miles, and there's a satellite circling the world today with some sort of a package in it. We don't know what's in that package. Could it be a nuclear device? It could be set off over the top of the United States when the dictator of North Korea decides to do that. Basically, of course, the average American cannot believe there's a threat. What really concerns me most, Bob, is that the media is not telling us about the very real threat of an EMP attack. But we have contacts with people in Washington, D.C., and I will tell you that they are very concerned. And if the people in Washington, D.C. are very concerned about the threat of an EMP attack, which could simply wipe out the electronic grid here in America and plunge America back to the beginning of the 18th and 19th century, why certainly aren't they telling the American people? Why is the controlled media concealing that information? Bob, you go right ahead.
And I'll be honest with you, I have to agree completely with that potential. There's two or three possibilities here. Number one, of course, what you're just talking about, and that is the possibility of a nuclear package in the satellite that's circling the Earth at this point in time. It would be good if we could find out somebody that could give us an idea of where that actual, where the orbit is on that particular unit. If anybody could get with us, get back to us, or whatever the case may be, if there's somebody that has a connection someplace. I used to have that ability where I could just call somebody and find that out, but it would take me a lot of time. I'm afraid I couldn't do it quick enough. The possibility of that, I absolutely think exists. Now, the second possibility is, of course, that over the last few years, that there has been a what they call the suitcase or a backpack nuclear device or two or three placed someplace in the United States already. And there's an awful lot of places to put them because, by the way, these are very small. I looked into these quite a bit a few years back when there was when this crazy character that the CIA agent that took advantage of myself with my toy company and all that stuff back there a few years back, he became a double agent with Russia and with the United States. I'm not sure if he was on their side or ours. I have no idea for sure. But it was found out, and I found it out, that that was a truism. Now, what was part of all of that fell into my my lap a few years ago was the concern at the very highest level of our Defense Department and the Pentagon and Washington, the presidential office, and that was the numbers of Russian backpack or suitcase nuclear devices that had just disappeared a few years ago, unable to be tracked at all. That was particularly going on during the breakup of the Soviet Union. And these backpack nuclear devices were being offered up for sale, and nuclear material was being offered for sale all over what was the old Soviet Union. Every little individual location that had separated from the Soviet Union Pact agreements during that period of time, they all had a couple of these things stored here, there, and everywhere. And then, of course, when the United States got with the new Soviet leadership with Putin, and when he came in, they said, can you inventory all of those darn weapons? And basically Putin came back to us from Russia and said, no, I don't, you know, we don't know. We're missing a few here, we're missing a few there. Now, any of those, one, two, three, or four of those, if they were purchased with just plain old hard money, you know, several million dollars each for these black market Russian mercenaries that were floating all around the Soviet Union at that time, if some of those were gotten by a country like North Korea just for a few million dollars each, we could already have a couple of them over here sitting in our backyard someplace in a major city in a storeroom, for crying out loud. And so the idea, people get thinking and talking strictly about the launching of missiles coming out of North Korea, laughing at it and saying, well, you know, well, they got only a few, and they only a couple maybe that could possibly handle a nuclear weapon, might be able to reach the West Coast or might hit Hawaii or maybe could do this or could do that. And they're laughing at that delivery system, whereas, in fact, we could be sitting on a couple of these here in the United States already delivered that could be electronically signaled by a satellite to go off. Not even worrying about whether there is a device to be delivered from that satellite, but that could be to that possibility. And that may even, you know, something like this could be part of the escalation that the United States upper echelon has taken place with trying to make sure they had underground facilities, make sure they had plenty of food in those hideouts for themselves that we've talked about previously. Maybe this was something that they've been concerned about.
Well, you know, Bob, certainly about a year and a half ago, why suddenly the people who would deal in freeze-dried food, suddenly they couldn't get any freeze-dried food. Most of the dealers couldn't, and the freeze-dried guy who advertised with us, he's one of the largest dealers in the country. I had a very difficult time getting shipments at all. He did get some shipments, he was able, but he couldn't direct what the shipments were because somebody was buying up all the freeze-dried food that was being produced, and that went on for about 6 months. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this was the government was buying it up, and then suddenly, just as quickly as it started, it ended, and suddenly the freeze-dried food was readily available. But you're absolutely right. We know the government has laid in massive supplies of freeze-dried food. We know the government is laying in massive supplies of ammunition. We know that the government has bought the Office of Homeland Security bought 7,700 of assault rifles. We know that they bought 2,700 armored personnel carriers. You can check all of these things on the internet. Fortunately, you do have other sources of information because you're going to be lied to by the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal, now under the control of Rupert Murdoch, and the conservatives still try to make you think that's a conservative publication. But Bob's absolutely right. In fact, he has actually done a program on these underground. How is that program actually doing?
You're correct. With the new video that I've had so many problems with, and by the way, I ended up losing the entire project that I've been working on for months and months and months. Lost the whole thing, and I've now had to start over again. However, I'm expediting it and moving quickly to try to get that regenerated and get it finished. And a big part of my the new video is relative to just what we're talking about and the reasons and the variety of possible situations that are causing our government, the most highest level people, and other worldwide governments go underground, complete these underground facilities, why they're doing it, and how what's been scaring them. But as what I just mentioned a couple of moments ago is to add to the mix, certainly is the possibility of this nuclear activity coming out of North Korea. And it's really a shame. I mean, I understand, of course, the idea that you can't maybe tell everybody everything out in front, and having a transparent government is the premise for the entire United States constitutional government. and that is that we expect our government to fill us in, at least not to lie, steal, and cheat like they have done for so many years, or the handful of people that are at least in the position to do that. But taking our money and arbitrarily transferring taxpayers' dollars to create safe houses inside the side of a granite mountain to protect the limited few and spend unlimited amounts of our money secretly to do that, of course, is I find that very, very offensive.
But you see, the average American doesn't really understand what you and I both know, and that is that they are making these arrangements. Certainly Alex Jones has talked about it, but I think you'll find that certainly Bob Fletcher's DVD, when it comes out, will give you so much more information. They have these underground facilities all across America. How do they do that? And nobody would know. Very simply, they control the media, ladies and gentlemen. And as a result, they largely control what the American people think and what they believe. Bob, you go right ahead.
And of course, Stan, to top it off, they see this group of what we call the invisible government or the secret government, whatever you want to call it, that I became vividly exposed to.
Well, I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, but it doesn't matter what you call it. It's all the same people.
That certainly is an accurate title and description. And it's so upsetting because I couldn't believe it originally. When I was totally made aware of this, having it take place and having my government steal from me in order to do covert operations and to hide covert operations under the cover of other businesses, which included mine, and to do it and then to classify everything so that, I was just basically the United States government, the secret government, the intelligence services stole my entire business from me and then just told me to go away. It's top secret what we were doing and never repay a penny of it. And it was done over and over and over again by this 1, 2, 3, 5 different personalities, specific people. But it's also been done by many other agents, doing it also to other people and other businesses. It's just extraordinary. It's very hard. It's a bitter pill to swallow because I was volunteered in the service during the Vietnam War. I volunteered. My son was a Marine. He volunteered and got in the Marines. And then to find out that this government that I respected on the behalf of my countrymen, it was just riddled filled with liars, cheaters, and frauds. In the used to be millions of dollars that would be fraudulently transferred around in the different pockets. Then it became billions, and most recently trillions that have been non-tracked money, untraceable funds. And it was admitted by Rumsfeld, who was the head of the Defense Department and the Pentagon and all, and he came forward just a couple of years ago. I came forward and he said, we can't find $2.3 trillion worth of money, funds, in the Defense Department.
But I think, Bob, if we have to, how we frame this in our own mind, I think we have a legitimate government made up largely of honorable people, but most of them do not have the courage to speak out against the invisible government, which works behind the scenes. And they're the ones who are stealing the money. They're the ones who are totally corrupt. And they're the ones who are threatening the good people and saying, why you've signed these classification agreements, and if you come forward and you tell the truth, we'll send you to prison, as they did with Manning, as they've done with so many people. We have many people in prison today who are government officials, who worked for one or another intelligence agency, who tried to do the right thing. So we have a visible government. We have an invisible government. It's the invisible government that is the real danger to our freedom and the freedom of the rest of the world. But go right ahead, Bob.
And that's absolutely correct. And again, I don't imply that it's the entire government, but these folks slowly, progressively, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, their encroachment on and getting...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Bob simply talking about the visible government, the good government, the government certainly that adheres to our Constitution, but of course there's an invisible government that really controls everything behind the scenes, and they have their people planted in key positions, and they control the banking system, and they control both political parties, the invisible government. Go right ahead, Bob.
And it's also, I would identify it exactly as being the equivalent of organized crime or the mafia. They will initially warn a whistleblower to shut up and keep their mouth shut if they see something that they're planning to talk about. If that warning doesn't take hold, if that warning looks like it's not going to stop somebody from reporting these horrendous criminal activities, they kill. They kill and murder exactly like the old mafia, the old Al Capones of the 20s and 30s.
This is really very real. In fact, we have a 4-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins, and we interview two government assassins. And one of them was, of course, asked to kill a lieutenant commander who knew some information about the murder of John Kennedy. The other was asked to kill a presidential candidate. Both of them declined those offers. How many people they killed, I have no idea, but of course they couldn't admit that. There's no statute of limitation, but they're willing to talk about their assignments to kill other people that they turned down. But go right ahead. And one of them is dead, one of the assassins is dead, and the other one has disappeared, and nobody knows. But you know him. That was Chip Tatum. Go ahead.
Sure. Chip and I were turned out to be good friends later on, when he got out of doing that, those activities. He and I talked about it, talked about the three different attempts to kill myself that took place several years back when I was right in the middle of testifying in two or three very major drug-connected and politically connected investigations. One attempt, a fellow literally driving through my wall, my glass front in my offices in Orlando, Florida. I got talking, joking with one fellow that you were talking about there, and later on about that, quite a few years after the event, and he said, if I had been given the job to eliminate you, you'd be gone. Just told me that right out in front, and had talked to me about several different situations he had been in that he had been involved with either carrying out or assisting in the assassination and elimination of whistleblowers, well, and other people. And, of course, as you know, Sonny Bono was, in fact, terminated. He was killed. He was assassinated on the basis of the following week after his assassination was the date to begin setting up the major investigation that he was going to carry out at the congressional level. The bad guys that we were talking about could not possibly permit him to even begin that investigation with the Intelligence Committee that he planned to do. They could not allow him to make it back to Washington 10 days or 7 days from the date of his assassination, and they didn't. They didn't permit him. He didn't make it back, and he was killed and eliminated. Not to rehash any of that. This Korean situation is really spooky, and I'm not sure where the whole thing is headed. I wish I personally had a better handle on what to and a better analogy of this thing.
Well, I think it's basically a very frightening thing to contemplate, because we're not being told the truth by the Brotherhood. In other words, they control the media, and they're withholding the very real danger from the American people. I would think that basically the American people were aware of what was going on. They'd say, look, back away from this thing. The last thing we want is an EMP attack on America. But then, of course, there's another question, and that is there a spiritual component to what's going on? Is God going to use this issue to bring his judgment on America? I frankly don't know. I know his judgment's coming sooner or later. It could be within the next week. It could be within the next year. It could be within the next decade. It could be within the next century. But I do know that whenever a nation turns against God, God eventually brings his judgment on that nation, and America certainly turned against God. So we're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest is, of course, Bob Fletcher, and we're going to be talking about this threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack by the North Koreans, and the fact that you're not even hearing about that, and yet they're frightened to death back in Washington at the Defense Department, is simply a reflection of the degree of control and the very real threat we face.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Bob, you go right ahead.
The Korean situation, I'm very concerned with it, and at very high levels of our government, there is more concern than they are, like you said, not telling us very much about some of these things.
Now, are you hearing anything at all out of Washington, D.C.? My contacts there, and I'm specifically speaking of Ambassador Henry Cooper, or I'm specifically speaking about Michael Maloof, who 30 years with the Defense Department, and we've talked to him, and we'll be interviewing him again on this coming Friday. And we've done a series of interviews from people in Washington, D.C., high government positions, on the danger of an EMP attack. And they are very concerned about it. And right now, we do know that in the Defense Department today, they're very concerned, but you're not hearing about it. Go right ahead.
The big deal, I think, or what's an indicator of the amount of concern is, of course, the fact that we've sent 20% of our entire military, I think, is in the oceans and in the air right around North Korea at this time. They've got a huge fleet, including aircraft carriers, now positioned over there. We do. We have the stealth bombers and the stealth fighters are flying and doing regular, I'm talking like 20-minute circles around South and North, not over North Korea, of course, because that would not be wise. But we are right there. We are flying around the South Korea line, the military DMZ there, the demilitary zone. We're flying. We've got, a minimum of 2 submarines in the water off of Korea at this time. And then, of course, all of our troops that are, because we physically have troops in South America to a great, quite a bit of them, all the time. They've been almost doubled up, and they're all on full alert, about as high as you can get.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is certainly saying that America certainly is making preparations for some problems over there in Korea, that there's an aircraft carrier over there. I don't know, we have both B-2 and B-52 bombers over there, and basically there are a couple of submarines. We know that there was an Aegis carrier over there, and it's permanently stationed in that region. So basically, we are preparing for some sort of a confrontation, but they're playing it down with the American people. Nothing to worry about. It's all ridiculous. Why that crazy dictator over there in North Korea is talking about attacking San Diego and New York and Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas? Why would he want to attack Austin, Texas? Well, I don't know if he does at all. I think that they're simply playing games with our minds and attributing to him crazy things to make us think that this whole thing is so ridiculous. Austin, Texas? Ladies and gentlemen, what do we know? All I know is what I read in the newspapers or what I don't read in the newspapers, and I know very well that they're concealing from the American people. Well, Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get all the great DVDs that you put out. Tell them, of course, give them the background of how they can get to your ministry.
Well, all right, I'd be glad to. On a computer, of course, you just go on, if you actually can put Bob Fletcher Investigations.com, or actually you can just, if you go on Google, you put Bob Fletcher Investigations, Bob Fletcher Reports, Bob Fletcher Sonny Bono Murder, Bob Fletcher Investigations Drugs, any of those things at all that I've been involved with in my testimony, and all. If you just punch that into Google, that'll connect you straight in. The regular address for that is BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and that will put you right into our website where we have all of our investigations of most serious things that we've done. We have them on DVD available for anybody that wants them. The Weapons of Mass Control and the CIA and Drugs are two individual reports, and of course the Sonny Bono report. Those are a couple that was of particular interest to me because they're so extraordinary. They were so outrageous, all of these investigations that covered drug connections into the White House and things of that sort. If people want to find out the most eye-opening, look at the little general, we have a good little summary on my website of each one of our investigations. Look at those over, read them over. If you're interested in some of the UFO, I did end up doing one on that, as a matter of fact, as it related to secret government and the secret classifications, and again, keeping information away from the public, regardless of what you believe or not relative to unidentified flying objects. That's also a very good report. It's surprising. We have, I had gotten a hold of so many documents from the CIA and FBI, et cetera, a couple of years ago on the UFOs that I had to do that. So I went ahead and did a report on that also. But, and of course, if you would like to, those folks who are not up to their neck in computers like most of us are, if you want to just drop me a note, you can send it to Bob Fletcher, Post Office Box. I'm even forgetting my own post office box here. 216, do it, Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And
repeat that one more time.
Sure,
you always have to repeat the addresses twice. Go ahead.
The Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And I'll be glad to send you a little list of it, an explanation, a little catalog, if you will, of all of our reports that are available. Altogether, we have 8 or 9 reports right now. I don't sell anybody else's product, but we do have that many now that's available, and we'll be glad to get them off to you. But again,
and Bob does an excellent job. They really are very well done. Go right ahead, Bob.
To get back to this crazy situation with the Koreans, I don't know. I wish I had a better handle on the Pentagon's real concern, which one it would be. But again, like I said, that the the application of that one mysterious satellite that they put in outer space, that certainly could be a trigger device that would not necessarily have to be a weapon itself. It could be a weapon itself, but I'm afraid if it was a weapon itself, it would be too easily intercepted and destroyed. So I'm not as concerned as I might be about it being simply an electronic trigger to set off devices that are already placed someplace here in the United States.
Unless, of course, it is a nuclear device that is simply satellite. Basically, this is a satellite. It's circulating this globe with all the other satellites. And the problem is, of course, that satellite, of course, could be triggered if it contains a nuclear device, somewhere over the central part of the United States. And if that were to happen, the gamma rays coming down from that nuclear explosion a couple hundred miles in the air would simply wipe out our electronic grid. That would be my concern. What do you think about that possibility?
Well, that's always a possibility. I don't think it would work well enough. It's far enough up that it may have some effect, over in a given area if it was detonated. It certainly could cause havoc to other satellites and our transmission satellites of our own, maybe even defense satellites that we have floating around in somewhat of a reasonably close area to it. But I think up there at the distance that it would be away from the Earth, I'm not sure how directional that would be. It may scatter out in 360 degrees, and I don't know. Again, my concern much more would be as a triggering signaling device, and that's a whole different program. It could even be simply an electronic signaling device in some manner to where it could affect specific pre-planted, a computer virus situation or close enough to devices that may be planted close to the Pentagon, maybe planted close to our Defense Department computers, to then blow something up down on the Earth, triggering, it could trigger 25, 30 devices from that one signal. That's what bothers me. Not quite as concerned of the gamma ray situation and radiation from the single floating device, but to be a trigger up there that certainly could get into the backyard of every electronic device that we have down here. That would bother me. That's the possibility, I think, that exists more than arbitrarily blowing a bomb off way up in Never Never Land up there someplace. I just don't think it would be as specific. Now, it is interesting that they specifically mentioned the target the other day in Texas. Well, which way was in San Antonio or the target that they had?
Well, they basically talked about hitting San Diego, and they mentioned New York, and then they mentioned San Antonio.
San Antonio, that was it, right. I haven't done it yet, and I will tomorrow. I will try to place some calls and do some snooping to find out what's in San Antonio that we may not commonly think about. And again, if it's an electronic transfer system for Defense Department information or something of that sort, if there are a couple of major electronic computer centers there, then it may be with that capability of shutting down our all of our computers, all of our banking computers, all of our defense systems or part of any of that. If we lost a third or 20% or 40% of banking or defense information just by electronic interruption like you're talking about, again, though, I think it would be a ground-based weapon that be triggered by the by a satellite up there.
And somebody just, in fact, my wife just called and it said it's Austin, Texas, not San Antonio.
Austin.
It's
okay.
Austin, Texas.
Yeah, it was a strange. It was kind of a real strange location. I didn't remember which place it was, only because it was so unusual. And I don't know. This crazy kid is really planning something. And whether we can stop him, stop him off or find out what it is, because they may know at the higher level of our Defense Department, they may have a complete handle on exactly what he's got in mind. That, of course, this is where we get back to the premise that we talk about so often, and that is they're not telling us about it, that's for sure. They're not talking about any of the other possibilities other than making fun, like I said, making fun of the idea that he's going to shoot some missiles across the ocean and hit Guam or hit some other place, which would be just so stupid. I mean, and a crazy person is not necessarily stupid. So everybody got to remember that.
Let me just briefly just mention that there's an article today in the WorldNet Daily by Michael Maloof, who 30 years in the Defense Department. I've talked to Michael, mm-hmm. I interviewed him, and I talked to him just yesterday, and he gave me basically what he wrote. The first sentence in this article on WorldNet Daily today tells of the story, and it says, and I quote, U.S. officials quietly are expressing concern that North Korea could use its space launch vehicle to explode a high-altitude nuclear device over the United States, creating an electromagnetic pulse that would destroy major portions of the U.S. electronic grid system as well as the nation's critical infrastructures. Critical infrastructures, I mean, this is something that a man 30 years with the Defense Department wrote. This is what he told me, certainly, on yesterday. And I'm sure he'll repeat this on Friday when he's our guest on our 3 o'clock program. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right. And that possibility exists. I'm just thinking in terms of the logistically, the engineering, the designing, and the capabilities. I don't know where they would, unless they did get it right from China, I don't know where they would get the engineering and the capability of a device up that high that would have a sufficient effect down on the earth. It would seem like it would just spread out on such a...
If you study the background of the EMP attack, we've done some very extensive studies on this. We've read the Congressional Commission reports, and we've read books on this. And basically, the ideal way to actually set off a nuclear device would be up about 200 miles, because it would get actually almost all of the United States, and the gamma rays would come down here and simply fry the electronic grid. Wouldn't hurt you and I, but would fry the grid. We actually have Dave from New York is asking, how long are suitcase nukes good and without maintenance? How long can those suitcase nukes survive without being regularly serviced, you know?
No, and that, of course, would be that's another problem. But they're rather dormant. I don't know if they need too much update other than, the triggering device. That's the only thing. I'm sure they do have a depreciation life, and you're probably that's a good point. And I don't know what that exactly would be, of course. But the North Koreans had been seriously pursuing electromagnetic pulse weapons. And I, like I say, my feeling was only the information that had come back to me that it would be much more a feared situation to have it act as a triggering mechanism, as opposed to being something that would actually be blown off up there.
But I would simply add that we've talked to people in Washington, D.C. We even have a report that says that Iran is certainly working on this same concept of setting off an EMP attack. They've been over in the Caspian Sea, And suddenly in the Caspian Sea, Iran has been practicing an EMP attack on the United States, and Iran and North Korea are both working closely together. This is what people don't understand, is that North Korea is helping Iran, and Iran is helping North Korea, and I suspect they are all being helped by both Russia and China, but the average American doesn't understand pretty what's going on. They've forgotten who was it who installed the mullahs there in Iran in 1979? Why, the CIA. Go right ahead, Bob. We've got just a couple of minutes more for this evening's program. You go right ahead.
Well, and you're right. And again, I interjected kind of my own schooled opinion with some of the people that I've been involved with that we're talking about the triggering being a problem. You know, possibly triggering a ground base, something that was already here. But you really can't, you're right, you cannot second guess the alliance of Iranian information engineers, scientists, assisting and working with that North Korean character and putting something together. They apparently, coming out of North Korea, had successfully fooled with some of the GPS with electromagnetic waves and discharging recently in the last year or so, and had actually caused some computerized problems and jamming the computers with the localized attacks. It's we're going to see what happens. I don't know, but I will say the American public, don't scoff at this crazy character until we get rid of him, because he is absolutely the kind of a guy that would seriously do this and think that he was, you know, favored by the gods because he's treated like one himself over there.
Well, I think we're living in very dangerous times, probably more dangerous than anything I can think of for many, many years. I think this is a very real threat. Now, of course, only God knows what's going to happen. Basically, of course, there could be certainly an EMP attack on America tomorrow, or in a week, or in a month, or maybe it's never going to occur. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But we cannot certainly, in my opinion, totally ignore the fact that God also plays a part in everything that happens. And God certainly is the one I think is going to determine what is going to happen to America. Do you think he really honors America today? Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Okay, well, and I certainly agree. And everybody could go to bed this evening or this afternoon, go to bed and say an extra prayer to watch over and redirect those people in the United States that have lost their direction, that's for sure. You know, if we could ever have an honest, righteous government that would be at the helm to guide us through things, everything would have been easier for the last 100 years, I think, that's for sure.
Amen to that. Well, but unfortunately, we don't have a righteous government. We have very evil and wicked people in positions of power today, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government. And certainly, I don't think they want to destroy our base. I don't think that they need America to pursue their cause of world government, but there are other forces in the world that they don't have control over. Go right ahead.
Well, and that's true. And again, though, it gets to be repetitious. Kind of ask all our friends out there to pay attention, keep your heads up relative to what's going on. Catch that news, whatever news may be worth it, and make sure that you keep listening to Stan and some of the better talk radio programs such as Stan's. On a regular basis for the next few, I'm going to say the next week to 10 days, and well, maybe we can kind of be ahead a little bit of whatever's coming down the pipe, because it's a pretty serious, crazy stuff going on. Previously, things that were taking place on the other side of the globe stayed on the other side of the globe, but as we are today, every time we wake up, the earth has gotten a little bit smaller and everybody is in everybody else's backyard.
Well, Bob, if you hear anything at all, don't hesitate to call me and we'll try to find some time or some way of getting you on, because I share with you your concern. I think we're moving into a very difficult position, and all we can hope to do is be here as a warning system for our listeners. I do know that our listeners across America, those are people who listen regularly. Many of them are making the preparations we can. And, of course, we tell them about the fiscal preparations and the financial preparations. We also stress the importance of the spiritual preparation, because whatever happens, everything we have done could certainly fail. And what's going to be important is our relationship with our Lord. Bob, God bless. Thanks very much. And please keep in touch if anything comes up.
I certainly will, Steve. Thank you.
Good night. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy our regular program with Bob Fletcher, and we certainly asked him to be in touch with us. He does have contacts I don't have. I have contacts he doesn't have. And so, basically, I just told him if anything came up to be sure to give us a call, and we're going to try to be on top of this in this next few weeks and hope and pray that nothing happens. And, all we can do is just wait and watch and see. And, Sydney, as I said, off air, I do not believe certainly the establishment that controls America, the Brotherhood, wants to destroy America at this time. I believe, of course, they want to use our financial and military power to consolidate the control of the world. But there are other factors out there that they do not completely control. They do not completely control the communists in China or in Russia. And I don't think they completely control the communists there in North Korea. And basically, of course, then there's God. What does God intend? God certainly is the one factor that nobody talks about. And basically, if you study the history of the last 100 years, you see God's intervention time and time again. We're living in prophetic times. If you haven't seen the DVD sets put out by Pastor Billy Crone called The Final Countdown, we recommend that you get them. They're five volumes, and each volume has five DVDs in it. Pastor Billy is working on the sixth one. We don't have it yet. We're looking forward to it. But you can get the five, the final countdown, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you will see God's hand in everything going on today. It will help you better to understand what's really taking place. So you can get the final countdown series by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. We have several other of Pastor Billy's DVDs, but he does a good job of bringing in a lot of video footage. If they were simply sermons, why, I would certainly not be carrying them, but he has a lot of excellent footage, certainly that will help to dramatize the information he's putting out, and so they can begin to see and understand and remember what he's talking about. So if you wanted to get that, remember, if you want to get the final countdown, 1-800-544-8927, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read it, you need to get it and read it and reread it to understand the spiritual forces that are at work. If you doubt that there really is a conspiracy out there, you need to get the 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, and or simply get the transcript that goes with it, the only one we have that we have a transcript on. But, of course, then you'll hear Dr. Dennegan talking about the talk he heard by Dr. Richard Day, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, who talks about the brotherhood that rules the world. And this is 1969. And he says, you know, certainly he never would have talked about it before, but he can talk about it now because it's too late to change anything. And then he talks about how there are too many people in the world. If they're going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. They have the treatments. They're going to keep them locked up. And all the other programs that they're going to use for genocide, and they're all coming to pass today. And what's going to happen as far as the industrialization is going to be transferred from the United States to Japan and other nations, 1969. And so many of the things that were discussed at that time have come to pass. This is one of the most amazing CD sets that we have, and you can't get them elsewhere. You get them from Randy Engel. She did most of them. I only did one of the interviews. But the interviews with Dr. Dennegan, who incidentally is no longer with us, as so often happens, young people just expire when, of course, they revealed very important information. And certainly this has happened. So many of the people I've talked to through the years are no longer with us. Some of them died under very, very strange circumstances. If you haven't heard our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then if you'd like to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the covert agenda, and so many other things, on geoengineering, on aspartame, on the world revolution, 1-800-544-8927. And then please, pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. It is all about the truth. Can we find it? Well, we've got some people to help us today. We're going to be talking about Sandy Hook in the second hour, give you an idea what kinds of discrepancies, after 2 months of looking at Sandy Hook, still remain. In other words, the dissecting of Sandy Hook by many, many people. What is, or what are, the most disturbing questions coming from Sandy Hook? We're going to have University Professor James Tracy joining us. James is probably one of the most educated and documented academic people to address the issue of Sandy Hook that we've ever seen. We're so pleased that he has joined us, and not without some challenges to his reputation. That's right, the mainstream media, the lamestream media, somewhat adept at attacking the messengers. Well, they've done it to him also, but it didn't stick. So we're so pleased to have him join us, and the fact that he has made